May you know the hopes which we have been called to, that is the riches of your glorious inheritance in your holy people, and your great incomparable power for us to believe and receive according to faith. Amen.
It's a different version. All right.
Well, we need to get this thing started off right with a joke. How do potatoes resolve fights? They hash it out. All right. Thanks for Laffy Taffy for helping me keep it PG. I had a backup one in case you guys figured it out. So, well, welcome to our kickoff of March. No, not March. Missions Month. Just give you guys just a little rundown of what to expect this month. Since we're going to be highlighting our existing partners in mission ministry, our existing mission partners, and the current projects that they have going on, and how we are involved in some sort of way, whether financially or we're actually there. And so we'll have a video throughout the month to show you guys, and we'll be posting those on Facebook, so if you guys just do us a big favor and just share those for us. And we're going to inform you guys, or try to keep you guys posted on our next church-wide mission trip, which will be this July, and it will be our third trip to Botswana. So yeah, we're going to keep you guys posted, try to inform you guys just a little bit more than we have in the past of what we'll be doing over there. And at the end of the month, we're going to take up an offering that will go towards the mission trip that we have, that we'll be going to for Botswana. So, you know, it's expensive to get across the world. So you guys did such a, you guys helped us out a bunch last year. So we decided to do it again. So, and, hopefully we'll have some more news, because we want to add a second trip for people that can't take off for 2 weeks and go across the world. And we know that, you know, a 15-hour plane ride, you know, even if it's your first time being on a plane, it can be a little bit too much. But it's possible. But so hopefully we'll have some info on that. Alrighty. So I'm going to give you guys just a rundown of our existing mission partners. Premium sponsorship gets the first mention, which is Paul Gray International. So, but most of our international partners are nested in Paul Gray International. So, of course, we have Love Botswana with Pastor Jerry and Jenna Lackey. And last year we informed you guys that we were helping build a church in northern Botswana at the Namibia border. Well, that church is finished. This past Easter weekend, they had a three-day conference, and it ended with 83, and all the village churches, and consists most of all the village churches, 16 churches in the Okavango Delta, got together, and they had a conference at the newly built church, and it ended with 83 giving their life to Christ, and they were baptized in the Okavango River. So, you know they're serious, because there's hippos and crocs in that river. So, you know, I gotta, yeah. Yeah. The hippos will sing you to sleep. You're safe if you're on a deck. So, of course, they had the Loretto House Orphanage that we're a big part of, which is an orphanage for children that are in dire situations. We're talking about babies found at dumpsters and stuff like that. And they have an orphanage over there for specific situations like that. And they got Reach for Life, which is a huge outreach program for preteens and teens in schools. They do three or four schools a day. speaking to the children or to the teens. And then they have World Metro, which is the elementary side of that. They take a whole team. There's a separate team for that where they go into the elementary schools and you do a song with the kids. And we've done that. We had a great time doing that. Of course, we have New Life Outreach in Tanzania with Egan and Hannah Fault. They have been in Tanzania for over 50 years, and they have changed the nation of Tanzania. They have changed the nation of Tanzania through huge, huge crusades. They have 8 crusades. They go into villages each year. They have about eight massive crusades each year, and there is massive salvation and healings. So they've changed the nation doing that, and they're actually starting to do crusades in South Sudan. So that's a little bit more dangerous, but it's worth it. And then we have the largest Mayan church in the world in Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, which Pastor Paul just got back from. It was his latest trip. And then we have C3 Bulgaria with Pastor Luno and Tanya Petkov, and they have the largest spirit-filled church in Eastern Europe. And that the construction of that church is almost done. I saw on Facebook the other day that they were finishing up with inspections. And we actually have Philip Baker, which we support. They will be going this month to Bulgaria for a huge pastor's conference. And then we have Global Equip Ministries in Brazil with Pastor Paul and Ashley Perry. And they build water wells in Amazon. So you will get on, if you ever go there, you're going to get on a boat and you're going to float on the Amazon River for about 24 hours, right? Yeah, so it's an adventure. Then, of course, we have our in-house outreach ministries, the Joe LeBlanc Food Pantry, Generation House, Helping Hands Ministry with Michael Stanland, where they provide medical equipment for people in need. And I already said the Generation House, didn't I? Of course, we got Firebrand Ministries with Tim and Shannon Brooks. So last year, at the end of our missions month last year, the Holy Spirit gave me just a revelation on how our church operates in the spiritual realm when it comes to missions. And just a disclaimer, I didn't tell Angel or Pastor Greg what I was talking about, so we didn't plan this at all. It just happened that it fell on Baptism Sunday and everything else. So I'm going to start off in Ezekiel 47. So your bookmark's probably in Romans 8. So just turn to the left or swipe up on your phone. So just to give you guys just a little background on the book of Ezekiel, it's a prophetic book. It's really, most of it has prophetic visions about the temple in Jerusalem. And these few passages is where kind of the word that I received last year is where it was birthed out of. So I'm a huge, you know, if you got a word from God, and it's got to be a child of the actual word. So let me get my water right. All right. Got a little cotton mouth. All right. So here we go. The man brought me back to the entrance to the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me through the outside of the outer gate facing east. And the water was trickling from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. And he measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to waist. He measured off another 1,000. Now it was a river that I could not cross. Because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one can cross, he asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, "The water flows toward the eastern region and goes into the Arabah, where it enters the Dead Sea. When it empties, into the sea, the salty water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because the water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore from Ngeta to En-Eglon. There will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the Mediterranean Sea. But the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on the banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing." I should have got Emily to come up here and read that for me. That's a lot. So last year during worship, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Rivers of living water." And then immediately I saw a vision on how our church operates in the spiritual realm. The Holy Spirit gave me a vision of a water-colored map with the CCAM being the vocal point. There was a river flowing out of the church, and in close proximity of the river were trees and landmarks. The landmarks represented CCAM ministries and our supporting ministries. And wherever the river flowed, the map was green, but the rest of the map was the color brown with pinned locations that were not named. But I think this represented demonic strongholds in that area. The map then progressed. Near the landmarks, and the river started to branch off into another river. And that area changed colors from brown to green. And then a new landmarker appeared. So now I got to explain to you guys what this means in the natural. So if you've been here long enough, you know this. And if you've been here for a short amount of time, you're learning this. If this is your first time, this is what you're getting into here. We don't spend a lot of time here, right? Here at the physical church, even in our extracurricular activities, the guys are at Spud's house shooting guns, and the ladies are off at Canton shopping. So why is that? Why do we not spend a lot of time here? It's because we are not a church that flows from outward to inward, but we're a church that flows from inward to outward. We are not a gathering church, rather we are a sending church. The river doesn't flow from out to in, but from in to out. I'm not putting down what we do here. Actually, it's our responsibility increases for what we do here when we're here. Because since we flow outwardly, then we have to steward our time really well here when we're together. Because what flows out of here will flow out there, good or bad. Even Greg's jokes. So, you hear that pastor over there now? He's telling those really good jokes. We send people to the mission field. We send our kids and youth to kids camp. We send people to prison in a good way. You're convicting yourself if you walk out after that statement. We send resources. We send money. We send equipment. We send food. Wherever we go, the river flows. We transform the surrounding area and the rest of the world by taking out what we take in on Wednesdays and Sundays, which is the filling of the Holy Spirit. Then we see another need with our existing ministries, and it branches off into another ministry and branches off again, again, and again until the entire map is the color green along with the rivers flowing through every area. So when I talk about branching off, Pastor Paul has said this a lot. We have a ministry, and then that ministry spawns another ministry. So where that landmarker is, we see another need, and it branches, and the water branches off. The spirit, we see another need, and we meet it. And what first came to my mind when I was this entire thing was being downloaded in my spirit was the Joe LeBlanc food pantry. I think the Joe LeBlanc food pantry, if you look at it, it's got like multiple streams being branched off of it. Not too long ago, we started a prayer team. That was a little over a year ago. And if you notice, there's a group of women out there on the side of the, I don't know if they come in this way in there or that way, but they're right there at the end or at the beginning. I can't remember. At the end? Okay. So they have a tent out there, and when they catch them coming through, they ask for, did they need prayer for anything? And so every Sunday, Emily carries this big binder. I said, what is that? It's like, what's it's the prayer request, and it's the prayer request from the food pantry, and it's also the prayers that have been answered. So we actually have recorded miracles from this prayer team. We have recorded miracles of people being healed, and then there was this lady that her son was murdered, and they could never find the person that did it. When she came through the prayer line, they prayed for it, and the next time she came back, they caught the man that murdered her son, so she was able to have closure for that. So people think that they're just coming in to get food to feed their families, and they ended up being healed of cancer. They're having a tent revival out there. So, and then we think about Pastor Paul's work and our work with Love Botswana, and Paul's work in general with the Okavango Delta, with the churches that have been planted in the Okavango Delta. Pastor Jerry found someone with a passion that matched his to build the kingdom of God in one of the most remote places on earth, in the Okavango Delta, where people for a period of time felt like nobody was reaching out to them. So Pastor Jerry felt comfortable to hand his church over to somebody else, Kingdom City. He's still involved in it, but he felt comfortable to do that because he knows he's got his support, and he's got our support, physically and financially. So now we're talking about growing this thing in the bush, where we're having multiple crusades, bush crusades is what we're going to call it, in the Okavango Delta. So that was a river, that was a need we saw, and that was the river, another river splitting off of that need. And then we think about the Generation House, and something that we might not consider a ministry, but in this ministry, we have seen restoration of families. And I think the person that is most grateful for the Generation House is Stephen Sorrells. Because Megan will tell you, if it wasn't for the Generation House, she wouldn't have found Stephen and married him. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. You see a river branching off, not to just a ministry, but restored families and new families. So we see that the mission is people. People are thriving. In Ezekiel, the last passage I read, it says fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. But every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. So wherever our influence is people that are thriving in their relationship with Jesus. And they're bearing fruit each season of their life, and they're healthy in the spirit. The Christian Church at Menden is not a gathering church. We are a sending church. We are not a church that flows from outward to inward, but a church that flows from inward to outward. Wherever the river of living water flows from the Christian Church of Minden, there is life and there are people that are thriving in the relationship with Christ. We are an Ezekiel 47 church. All right, we're going to go back to John. I probably should have told you guys to keep your bookmark there. So our next passage is going to be John 7, 37 through 38. On the last day and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." So just to give you guys a little context on this verse, Jesus was at a festival and it said on the last and greatest day, which that is important because on the last day, they would take the priests would take water from a certain pool, and then they would carry it back to the temple and pour it at the altar. They did this to signify that the promise of Ezekiel 47 would be fulfilled at the temple in Jerusalem. Well, while they were doing this, while everyone's mind was on this, Jesus stood up and said, "Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink, and then living as the water will flow from within them." So what is Jesus saying here? What is he saying? Is he saying that we are the temple? Yes, we are the temple. It says in 1 Corinthians 16:19 says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we can switch that map from CCAM to personal. Insert your name here. Justin, I'm responsible for what flows out of me. Because the Holy Spirit is inside of us flowing like rivers of living water. So now we have a personal responsibility to be a part of this vision of this church. If we spend personal time with Jesus and hear his voice and we do what he says, then the Holy Spirit inside of us will flow like rivers of living water. So when I was trying to prepare this message earlier this week, I was like, "Holy Spirit, just help me write this message." I was like, I've had it on my mind for a year and I'm still kind of having a tough time. And I just heard his voice say, "Drink more water." I was looking at my bottle of water and said, "Yeah, I need to drink more water. Like, I haven't drunk enough water." And a few hours went along and I started praying in the Spirit. And I was like, "Lord, just help me." And then drink more water. And I looked at, you know, my water bottle that was still full. I said, "Yeah, I need to drink more water." And then it finally got me. I said, "No, drink more water." Because God wants to increase our territory, but in order for him to increase our territory, we have to increase our intake. He wants to increase our influence out in the world. He wants to increase the river that flows from this place more into the world. But in order for him to take what we have, we have to do more inward so we can flow more outwards. If the source of water runs out, then it will not reach certain places that it needs to reach. So we need to increase our intake of Jesus on Sundays, on Wednesdays, and in our personal lives, so more water will flow through us. What? So last year when we were in Botswana, we crossed this bridge. And every time we cross the bridge, it doesn't matter who I was riding with. This is where the area was, is where the water from up north would flow. So it was during the dry season, so there was no water. And it didn't matter who I was riding with. They would say, "We need the water bad. I hope the water gets here soon." And when we were leaving, they were posting on Facebook of this this river. It's like, oh, the water's coming, the water's coming, the water's flowing through. And just like people that are depending on that water, people are depending on us to reach him because we are the water. So we need to drink up. Drink more water, increase our intake so we can reach and influence more people out in the mission field. So that's all I got. So. Don't drink this water.
Huh?
The Tama